I travelled to downtown Beijing to discover how the Chinese zodiac works and how New Year shoppers are preparing for the Year of the Monkey. It's a bit like December in Britain.
If I was to go to my hometown, the shops would be full of tinsel and snowmen, and people would be rushing around buying gifts, cards and decorations. And they'd be doing it for one specific day, 25th of December, Christmas Day.
But Chinese New Year falls on a different date each year. According to the lunar calendar, it's dictated by the first new moon closest to the beginning of spring. To help me understand how this works is cultural expert Yang Lihui.
In China, the new year can start from like the middle of January then to the end of February.
And this lunar cycle repeats itself every 12 years.
One animal represents each year, so totally 12 animals represent 12 years.
The animals include the horse, goat, tiger, rooster, dog, pig, and of course, the monkey.
I was born in March 1979.
Okay.
What does that make me?
Your zodiac animal is the goat.
Well, I eat a lot, so I like a goat.
Well, that means you are very gentle and very patient.
My wife won't tell me I'm patient.
Okay. You're very persistent.
Yeah.
Depending on what animal you are, the new year ahead could bring good or bad news.
So what will the year of the monkey bring?
The monkey year is usually believed to be really good, and every people have different ambitions and different dreams will all come true this year.
Oh wow, so it's a really positive year.
Really good year.
Life in China is changing fast. But despite all this modernization, at this time of year, people still seem to care about the ancient philosophy of the Chinese zodiac.